News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A radical new proposal could see the introduction of a 24/7 phone, text and online services for people seeking emergency mental health services. And the Minister of State for Mental Health, Jim Daly, who has made the proposal, has outlined to News Talk Breakfast how the new service would work.
What I'm trying to establish is a single, what I refer to as a front door point of contact for mental health services in Ireland. So anybody who wants to inquire for themselves or inquire for a friend or for a student, if they're a teacher or whomever, that they can dial just one single number, the equivalent of the 999 number that's there for physical health, that there would be one single access point and people would be appropriately referred to the most appropriate service in their geographical area. And I'm very confident that I will have that service up and running by the end of this year. This service will be manned by professional people who will be qualified They won't be essentially diagnosing, they will just be appropriately referring people to the most appropriate service. So they will have a certain qualification to enable them to appropriately refer people, but it will not be a service where people would be dialing in to get treatment or get somebody to listen to them. It's just somebody will, of course, listen to what they have to say, but will direct them to the most appropriate service in their area.
OK, that's the Minister for Mental Health, Jim Daly. Now we're joined on the line by psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley. Stella, good morning.
Hi there.
What's your reaction to this new proposal?
Well, I think it sounds like a great idea. I do know what he's talking about when he says an awful lot of, let's say, teenagers, their first kind of foray into mental health issues often emerge in their teen years, and their parents are determined to get them the best of best response, best service. And so they go straight to the top, they go straight to a psychiatrist, they go straight onto maybe a waiting list trying to get to a psychiatrist, when maybe if they rang this line that he's talking about, this kind of 24-hour shop idea, they might immediately go to talk therapy to start them off as they wait, perhaps, because you don't want to go to a brain surgeon if you've got a raging headache. But I find too many teenagers are going straight to the psychiatrist before maybe they've tried other things before they hit that.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
So just, I suppose, to clarify for people, this isn't diagnostics. This is just the first introduction, if you like, the meet and greet, the referral, effectively.
Yeah, it's the very crucial point where everything kicks off and there's a mental health crisis and it happens quickly and it very often happens after hours. And where do you go? And people tend to go to their doctor, which is often not out of hours. So they're waiting for the doctor to open. And then they tend to get referred to perhaps a hospital and a psychiatrist. And maybe it might be better if this one-stop shop kind of operates the way I envisage it operating. They could say, well, perhaps you should try X, Y or Z before this. And you can still go on this waiting list, and it is awful that there are waiting lists, but it does seem too much is centred on going one direction when there are lots of, he said that there was 1,000 different services out there. I don't know if there are, but I noticed Jim Daly said there were.
Okay.
There are so many services, it's absolutely bewildering.
And sometimes people are often, Stella, in the wrong queue, if you like, as well, for services that they might require. Can I just ask, though, this kind of type of web therapy, if you want to kind of call it that, do you think people will go for that, or do they prefer that more traditional, the idea of the kind of face-to-face appointment?
I think people will be put off by it, and I think, I hope this Jim Daly gets it through and people don't immediately start saying, oh, this is a shoddy service and we need to see people face-to-face, when all this is effectively is a 999 for mental health services. It's not diagnostic, it's not about anything other than you're in crisis and we're going to point you the right direction.
Okay.
Just it's not actually sit down now and we'll have a Skype call and we'll
tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll see you every week on a Thursday.
Just a final point, Stella, for the moment. Do we have the professionals? Do we have enough professionals to staff something like this? Because we constantly hear about the need for more professionals in particular geographical areas in these particular kind of professions.
Well, what's very interesting about this is we don't need particular geographical areas because it'll be online. And so they can be anywhere. They can be in a mountain in Kerry and they could be providing that service. So the geographical issue is immediately eliminated. I don't know if we have enough professionals. I would think we do, okay, depending on what exactly he's looking for. It's one of those things that I think is a great idea. I hope he gets it over the line intact as a great idea.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks for giving us your take on that. That is, of course, psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley.